you're talking some weird shit.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
You're listening to Bonersode number 25 for October 4th, 2019. I'm your host, Richard, and this Bonersode was produced by Cream. Thanks, Cream, for your support. And I've got nothing to talk about, so let's get to the calls.
Hello, Richard.
Hi, is this Sandy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Sandy. This is Wick with the mayor's office.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just calling because about an hour ago, we finished up negotiations here with the Juggalo tribe. And it turns out that the land that your orchard is built on, it's actually Juggalo tribe's sacred ground. So we worked out a bit of a compromise. And, well, the reason I'm calling is they're going to be coming out tomorrow evening, the Juggalo tribe. And they're just going to be camping on your grounds for the weekend.
What?
Yes, it was, you know, because it's like they have claims to it. You know, it goes back to their ancestry and everything.
No, wait a minute. Is this call for real?
Oh, yeah, of course. This is Wick Maker. I'm over here in the city recorder's office.
Who the heck are the Juggalos tribe?
Oh, it's just a kind of a native tribe, you know, in the area. This was kind of their area, you know, back in olden days. But we worked out a compromise where we're just going to let them camp there over the weekends.
All weekends?
Yeah. Through the rest of this year. So every weekend they're going to come by on Friday night. And then they promise to clear out by Monday morning at 8 a.m. And then at the end of the year, we're hoping to have reached a new deal. You know, we're going to renegotiate.
This is ridiculous.
I'm sorry, can you speak up a little bit? I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
I said this is ridiculous. How many people are you talking about?
There's roughly 400 of them.
There isn't enough room on this land when we're harvesting chestnuts to have 400 people here.
Okay, well, you know, you'll just have to kind of work around it. You know, they're going to be...
They're not going to come unless you come out beforehand with all the documentation.
I'm not even going to be out there. Like, I'm not... I just work here in the office. I won't even be on site. There'll be other city officials with
them. You get somebody who is going to be on site or they're not...
Oh, you don't tell us what to do. I mean, you need to just...
Wait a minute.
I mean,
wait
you just need to drop the attitude.
Don't you tell me what to do.
Hey, I was just calling to give you a courtesy call, you know, just a friendly heads up about what's going to happen so you're not caught off guard.
You cannot do this without some kind of notification from
the
county.
I'll call
my lawyer if that's the case. I mean, this is ridiculous. You show us some proof.
I mean, you're being racist anyways. You know, what do you have against the Juggalo people?
I am not being racist.
If it was a tribe of white people, would you be throwing a fit? Like, I think that's what it comes down to.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Evelyn?
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's Henrik with the HOA.
Oh, okay, hi.
Hey, I was just calling because it turns out that our neighborhood, it was built on the Juggalo tribe's sacred grounds, and so we've worked out a deal with their leadership, and we're going to be permitting the Juggalo tribe access to everyone's front lawns. So every Sunday, they're going to come out and just camp on the grounds.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I know it's kind of maybe
You're
a minor...
You're talking about the...
Yeah, just the whole area. They're going to come set up camp on Sunday nights. They promise to leave Monday morning by 8 a.m. But they just want to come out and just do their ritual dances and singing and things like that.
Oh, for Pete's sakes. Who is this? What is this group?
The Juggalo tribe.
Juggalo?
Yeah, they're just natives. You know, they used to live on these lands, you know, many a year ago.
I need something written from...
Oh, yeah, we're going to be sending out, you know, newsletters and everything. But, you know, I'm just kind of giving you an advance warning. It's going to be effective this Sunday. So you might not get the letter and everything in time. So if you see anyone just camping out in front of your lawn, you know, it's just the Juggalo tribe. And, you know, just leave them alone. Stay at a distance.
And Properties is approving of this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we worked out the negotiation just a couple of hours ago, stroking out.
Holy cow, I've never heard of anything. That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard of.
Oh, no, that's, you know, that's racist. Don't be, you know, that's culturally insensitive. You know, they're just going to be sleeping, I mean, for the most part. There's going to be a few hours where they dance and set up prayer circles and, you know, they have drums and things like that. And other weird instruments. But other than that, they're just, you know, just going to be sleeping through the night.
I've totally never heard of anything like this.
What do you mean?
I've never heard of Indian tribes doing this in this day and age.
They're not Indians, ma'am. They're well, I guess you can call them Native Americans, but specifically they're the Juggalo tribe. They're not from India, though.
No, but they're Native Americans.
Yeah, like their ancestors were here before us, you know, before our forefathers and everything came over and raped and pillaged and all that.
Okay, so, and what is your name?
My name's Henrik.
Henrik, and you work for properties.
Yeah, and then also one more thing. So in addition to camping, you know, on your yard and everything, we also had to go ahead and give them permission to use your bathroom.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah, it's, you know, it's a better alternative than bringing in porta potties. We just figured, you know, that'd be a little unsightly.
Well, no, that's no. I refuse that.
Oh, no, ma'am, you can't refuse. It's all in the contract that we signed. Yeah, everyone's going to be required to.
And they're going to be there all night, correct?
Yeah, just Sunday night.
And then they leave by 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but, you know, in the middle of the night, if they need to get up and use the restroom.
There is no way. I am an old lady living alone here. There's no way anybody's
Oh, they're harmless. They're not
going to
cause any problem. If, you know.
I don't care. I mean, I'm totally outraged by this.
Well, ma'am.
I think this is some kind of a scam.
Well, we don't have... Ma'am, this isn't a scam. I mean, we're just asking for your cooperation.
Well,
we don't have the resources to set up porta-potties, and that would be gross anyways, and you don't want them pooping and peeing in your lawn.
Of course not.
All right, so what's the big deal? You know, they're just going to come in and, you know, just make sure that you have enough toilet paper stocked, and everything will be fine.
Sure. Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I mean, you're being kind of racist.
Call me what you want. I have to be concerned about my safety.
Well, I mean, if they were white, would you be okay? Like, if they were just a tribe of white people?
No, of course not. I wouldn't be okay with anybody.
No, I don't believe you.
Honey, I've got a gun.
Oh, don't you call me honey. That's sexual harassment.
Okay.
Hashtag
me too.
Whatever
you want to call it, then you're calling me a racist. I don't know who you are.
You're a racist, and you're a sexual deviant.
This is outrageous.
You're outrageous coming on to me like that.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Doug?
Yes.
Hey, it's Wick with the HOA.
Yes.
Hey, I'm just calling because we finished up negotiations a little while ago with the Juggalo tribe, and they're going to be coming over tomorrow evening and setting up camp, like in the grass area and around our yards and everything.
Yeah, that's a bunch of shit. Goodbye.
Hello?
Oh, hi, David?
Yes?
Hey, it's Henrik with the Homeowners Association. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the reason I'm calling is we just got done negotiating with the Juggalo tribe, and so I'm just calling to let you know that per the agreement, we're going to be allowing them to camp on the grounds starting this weekend.
Oh, my. Okay. All right.
And also, part of the agreement was that we have to let them use our bathrooms because we don't want to have to deal with setting up porta-potties. So we're going to go ahead and just give them a key, you know, like a copy of your key so they can use your bathroom.
Whose bathroom?
Yours.
In our condo?
Well, I mean everyone's, you know, but yeah.
No.
Oh, no, yeah, it's because it's better than having porta potties, you know, like that'd be a little too gross and unsightly.
You're not going to give them a key to my house.
Oh, yeah, well, we're giving them keys to everyone's houses, yours included.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be kidding.
Yeah, it was part of the contract that we signed, because, again, like, it's, you know, I mean, you know, you don't want porta-potties everywhere, so it's a lot better and more sanitary.
No. They're not going in everybody's condo. Don't tell me they're going to go in everybody's condo.
Everyone's, you know, we're just going to pass out the keys, and it's strict, you know, they're just going to use the bathroom, They're not permitted to.
You don't have a key to my condo. Do you have a key to my condo?
Yeah, of course. We have everyone's key on file.
You've got to be out of your mind.
Oh, no. No, like I said, it was a better compromise, you know?
I never heard of such a thing. You got to be kidding. You're off your tree. You can't do that.
Oh, no. No, it's all in the contract. Like, I didn't negotiate it, you know? It wasn't my say, but...
You're pulling my chain. This is good. I never heard anything like this. You got to be pulling my chain. No way. What is your name again?
Henrik.
Henry.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be out of your mind.
I mean, sir, I hate to put it this way.
Who
but
am I talking to again? Tell me who I'm talking to.
My name's Henrik.
Henrik.
Correct.
I think you're leading me off astray.
Leading
we'll
you what?
Call somebody down. You're leading me astray.
Do you play any instruments? Because, you know, they're going to have, like, you know, drum circles and things like that set up. Hey, who's that in the background? Is that Elaine?
Yeah.
Can you tell her to shut the fuck up? Because men are speaking and she's being really annoying.
Okay. She is, huh? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bogus call. You go to hell.
Oh, you go to hell.
She was fine. I just have to get her ass away to the cannon fire.
Hello, Cynthia?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hi. This is Wick with the city recorder's office.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just calling because about an hour ago, we finished up negotiations with the Juggalo tribe.
I have no idea what that is about. I mean...
Oh, yeah. Let me fill you in on the details. So it turns out that the Juggalo tribe, they have a claim to some of the land in your area. And the reason I'm calling is they're going to be coming out tomorrow evening and doing some camping on your grounds for the weekend.
No.
And I'm sorry?
They can't.
Oh, yeah. No, they... Yeah, it's all been approved by the mayor and everything. It's kind of a done deal.
The mayor, we're not in the city.
Oh yeah, but your land is still under our jurisdiction, you know, for zoning and things like that.
We do have no means for services for them.
Oh no, they don't need anything from you. They're just wanting access to the land because you know it's their sacred ground. It has to do with their culture.
I'd like to see some documentation and everything.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That. I'm just.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling because it's already been put in the mail, but it, you know, obviously it won't reach you before tomorrow night.
Well, no, I need to have it before because we're not good. We have a locked gate.
Yeah, they're gonna need access though, so you'll need to unlock it because.
Well,
yeah,
I don't.
And yeah, they're gonna have you know documentation with them as well. They'll have everything in order for you once they arrive. There's gonna be about 400 of them. They should be arriving.
There's 400 people on the property.
Oh, yeah, it's a little, well, it's a little under 400.
No, there is no room for 400 people on the effing property.
Oh, of course there is. Yeah, I mean, you've got a...
No, there isn't.
You've got a lot of land out there. I mean,
you can't be... No, why don't you just go up... If you're going on the land that's not going to be in the way, go on the land between the highways. That's going to be out of our...
Well, no, it's... I mean, it's your land specifically that they have a claim to... So, I mean, they'll sleep amongst...
I've never heard and never seen anything on this, and we've been on this property since 1900.
Oh, yeah, this goes back several hundred years. I mean, they have...
Yes, but I have no...
It's all in their folklore, and they have, like, artwork.
Yeah, but we cannot have 400 people come onto the property.
Yeah, it's just going to be for the weekend, for the rest of the year.
We can't have 400 people come onto the property.
Well, ma'am, they're going to be there. I mean, it's already a done deal. The mayor's approved it. I'm sorry?
The mayor of who? Of where? This is going to do damage to the property and what sort of...
Oh, no, they respect the land. You don't have to worry about that. They're not going to...
No. 400 people on the property is going to be doing damage.
No, they'll be very respectful and they won't...
No.
You know, they have the whole philosophy of leave things as they found them and...
No. I know what it's like with people... For camping and anything else.
Yep, no, but this is the Juggalo tribe, ma'am. It's not just like some weekend campers, you know, from the city. They're gonna take care of the land. They'll probably improve it, you know, like while they're there. Clean things up.
What the hell could they do to improve it?
You know, maybe, I don't know, prune some trees or, you know, just... They know about, you know, like they have a spiritual connection to the earth.
No, I mean,
so they're gonna be,
got a very spiritual connection to this and...
And, you know,
this is not, I mean, if somebody comes out here face to face and I can talk to you, I'm sorry, I can't allow this.
Ma'am, this isn't a request. This is an official, you know, it's all been approved by the mayor. It's a done deal.
I mean,
so it's
to difference? I mean, if it is dealing with the, if there's something from the state coming on there, that's one thing. Something coming from the mayor.
I mean, like I said, you're under our jurisdiction, so the mayor has all, has complete rights to do this. And, you know, you ought to be thanking your lucky stars, because really it's their land. So if they really pressed their claim, they could have, you know, taken this to court and, you know, this was...
They could have taken this court years ago.
Well, yeah,
how the hell are they fighting now?
Well, they're finally speaking up and, you know, defending their history. I mean, all they want is just access to the land on the weekends. So the mayor already approved it. It's going to be... Will you shut up and listen to me? You keep yelling. Just shut up. Let me explain. They're just going to be there for the weekend. It's only going to be the weekends for the rest of the year. After that, we're going to renegotiate. So, you know, next year we might have a different compromise. It might be in your favor. So, I mean, just relax. Man, it's just the weekend.
We're actively farming. We're actively spraying.
Yeah, they'll probably help you. I'm sure they'll be happy to help.
You can't have them do that. We're going to be actively working on all of our stuff.
You can put them to work, you know? It's like free labor.
No, it isn't, because we're liable if there's any shit happens.
They're not going to be shitting. Oh, that's the other thing. You know, we don't really have the resources to put a bunch of porta-potties out there, so the mayor went ahead and included in the agreement, he said that they can use your restroom if they need.
We don't have a restroom.
You don't have a restroom?
No. We have for our farm workers and for ourselves, we have one porta-potty, and that is not for other use.
Oh, yeah.
We have a house there that we live in and use, and those are not available.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I mean. Like your bathroom in your house. The bathroom.
No, we do not have a bathroom available.
Yeah, you don't have a bathroom in your house?
Our septic cannot handle anything like that, and the sanitarium would refuse it.
Yeah, no,
we have to have porta potties.
You're going to be reimbursed, you know, for the trouble, so.
No. No, you have to have porta potties.
What do you mean?
You have to have porta potties that would be adequate for servicing 400 people.
Oh, no, they're going to be using your bathroom in your house, not the porta potties.
No, they cannot be using my bathroom in our house.
Yeah, that was part of the agreement. It's already been signed and everything.
Fuck this.
Whoa.
It's going to be locked. Nobody's going to be coming in. You cannot use our septic. Cannot handle that.
Oh, yeah, but they'll just have to get it pumped, you know? I mean, what's the big...
Bullshit. No, they can't. It's not just get it pumped.
Ma'am, you need to watch your mouth.
Get a pumper into there this time of year because of the way the soils are, and you can't get there.
I don't think you know. Well, I mean, what do you want us to do? Just let them shit all over the grounds? I mean, it's either that or they go to your bathroom.
I want you to go supply porta-potties.
Well, we don't have the resources for that. I mean, if you want to put up the money, then you're welcome to.
You just said I could be reimbursed.
Yeah.
If we don't have the resources, we have a paying people staying in our house.
I mean,
weekend. It's not available.
I mean, if you ask me, you're just coming off.
We do not have bathrooms.
I mean, you're just coming off as a racist, you know? Like, if it was a tribe of white people, you probably wouldn't be throwing a fit.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, well, I just think it has something to do with, you know, they have brown skin and, you know, different ways than us, and you just don't like that.
Oh, like hell. I've got my family's been. We settled Eastern Oregon into Hell's Canyon. We worked.
Oh, you didn't settle shit. They were here first.
For all sorts of things.
You didn't settle shit. They were here hundreds of years before you, or your cracker ass showed up. I forgot to mention that this idea was inspired by a post from 7 in the APCS Discord. 7 wrote, "Can't wait to hear Richard call people and ask them if he and his Juggalo friends can camp in their front yard for a night, as their property is considered sacred grounds to the Juggalo community. Of course, there would need to be some whoop whoops to be heard too. ICP Fago whoop whoop." I don't know what half of that means, but I think I should probably try this idea again. I'm sure I can get better results. So thanks to all of you for being my prank call idea test subjects this week, and thank you, Cream, for helping me bring these closet racists to justice. Until next time, friends. No hell below us.
imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday
Hello.
Oh, hi, Bill.
Yes.
Hey, it's Henrik with the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I'm just calling because... Whoa, what was that?
It was my wife scooted her chair out.
Oh, it sounded like she farted.